Gilead bets $1.68 billion upfront on Ouro Medicine's autoimmune program, with Galapagos expected to pitch in. Gilead Sciences is deploying $1.68 billion upfront to acquire Ouro Medicine's autoimmune T-cell engager program in what CEO Jadeep Dudani and industry observers are calling an unusual, potentially unprecedented, tripartite deal structure that brings Galapagos NV into the equation as a cost-sharing partner. The March 2026 transaction marks Gilead's entry into T-cell engager therapeutics outside oncology and arrives as Big Pharma races to secure next-generation biologics for inflammatory disease, amid growing skepticism about oral JAK inhibitor safety profiles and patent cliffs on legacy TNF blockers. The deal's architecture matters as much as the headline figure. While Gilead is writing the upfront check, Galapagos, Gilead's long-standing European partner and 22% equity holding, is expected to contribute capital under terms not yet disclosed, effectively creating a joint venture structure for autoimmune biologics development. This financing model represents a pragmatic workaround for Gilead, which gains access to a platform technology without shouldering the full development burden, and for Galapagos, which secures co-ownership of a promising asset while preserving balance sheet capacity. Ouro Medicines, meanwhile, exits at a valuation that reflects the scarcity premium on T-cell engager intellectual property. The transaction comes on a day when biopharma dealmaking showed unusual velocity across multiple therapeutic areas. Hours earlier, Imutrin, a Cambridge, UK-based biotech co-founded by a Nobel laureate, raised $86 million for an antibody program targeting protein deposits in amyloidosis. That same morning, flagship Pioneering's Quotient Therapeutics announced a partnership with Merck to investigate somatic genomic drivers of inflammatory bowel disease. Collectively, these March 24 announcements underscore institutional capital's appetite for differentiated biology in chronic inflammatory conditions, particularly mechanisms that move beyond simple cytokine blockade. For Gilead, the Ouro acquisition addresses a conspicuous gap. The company's pipeline remains concentrated in HIV, oncology, and antiviral franchises, with limited exposure to the autoimmune market's projected $160 billion annual revenue opportunity by 2030. T-cell engagers, bispecific antibodies that redirect immune cells towards specific targets, have demonstrated transformative efficacy in hematologic malignancies but remain largely unexplored in autoimmune indications. Ouro's platform presumably offers tissue-specific targeting mechanisms that could selectively deplete pathogenic T-cell populations while sparing broader immune function, though the company has not disclosed preclinical data publicly. Why Galapagos gets a lifeline, and why that matters the involvement of Galapagos, transforms this from a straightforward acquisition into a strategic recapitalization. Galapagos has faced mounting pressure since its JAK inhibitor filgotinib failed to secure FDA approval in 2020, leaving the company with a thin commercial footprint and a research budget constrained by negative free cash flow. By folding Galapagos into the Ouro transaction, Gilead achieves two objectives. It preserves optionality on its European partner's pipeline without triggering a full buyout, and it avoids the political optics of acquiring, and potentially dismantling, a European biotech champion while the EU debates foreign pharmaceutical investment restrictions. The financial structure likely involves milestone payments tied to clinical progression and regulatory approvals, though neither party disclosed specific terms. Precedent suggests biologic deals of this magnitude typically include $1 billion to $3 billion in potential milestones, implying total consideration could approach $4.5 billion if all regulatory and commercial hurdles are cleared. For context, Johnson & Johnson's 2023 acquisition of Ambrx Biopharma, another antibody-drug conjugate platform, carried a $2 billion upfront with $1.2 billion in milestones, but that deal involved late-stage oncology assets with visible proof-of-concept data. Galapagos shareholders should view this as a mixed outcome. The company gains exposure to a high-potential asset without diluting equity through a follow-on offering, but the arrangement also signals that Galapagos lacks the balance sheet strength to pursue major business development independently. The co-investment structure effectively caps Galapagos's upside while Gilead retains majority economic interest and presumably full operational control. The T-cell engager gold rush, crowded field, high-stakes Gilead's move follows Sanofi's March 2026 commitment of $180 million to an undisclosed California-based T-cell engager startup, part of Sanofi's effort to rebuild its presence in the modality after deprioritizing earlier programs. The competitive landscape is intensifying rapidly. Regeneron, Roche, and AbbVie all have T-cell engager platforms in mid-stage development for autoimmune indications, with varying degrees of disclosed efficacy. The therapeutic hypothesis, that bispecific targeting can achieve durable remission in conditions like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and inflammatory bowel disease, remains clinically unproven outside case reports and small academic trials. The valuation multiple on the Ouro deal is difficult to benchmark without knowledge of the asset's development stage. If Ouro's lead candidate is in IND-enabling studies, the $1.68 billion upfront implies a significant premium over typical preclinical acquisitions, which rarely exceed $500 million upfront. If the program has completed Phase 1 safety studies, the valuation appears consistent. With recent autoimmune mergers and acquisitions comps, Horizon Therapeutics, acquired by Amgen for $27.8 billion in late 2023, traded at roughly 8x forward revenue. But that deal involved commercial-stage rare disease assets with established reimbursement pathways, a fundamentally different risk profile than early-stage biologics. What the market is pricing, ultimately, is scarcity. There are fewer than a dozen credible T-cell engager platforms with autoimmune-specific intellectual property, and large-cap pharma cannot organically build these capabilities without 5+ years of investment. The $1.68 billion figure reflects a time-to-market premium, the cost of buying entry into a therapeutic category before the clinical data proves or disproves the mechanism. Financial engineering meets scientific speculation. The tripartite structure, Gilead as acquirer, Galapagos as co-investor, Ouro as seller, creates an alignment of incentives that reduces Gilead's downside while preserving upside optionality. If Ouro's T-cell engager fails in Phase 2, Gilead absorbs a smaller loss than it would in a wholly owned acquisition. If the program succeeds, Gilead retains majority economics and global commercialization rights, while Galapagos books milestone revenue that could stabilize its European operations. From a capital allocation perspective, Gilead's decision to pursue external innovation rather than internal development reflects the realities of modern pharma R&D productivity. The company's internal research organization has not delivered a novel mechanism approval outside its core therapeutic areas in over a decade. Acquiring externally de-risks pipeline dependency and accelerates time to clinic, though it comes at a valuation premium that compresses long-term return on invested capital. The implied cost per Phase 1 candidate, likely in the range of $1.5 billion to $2 billion when including assumed milestones, sits at the high end of recent biotech mergers and acquisitions, but remains defensible if the asset reaches market with blockbuster potential. The deal also highlights the growing role of structured partnerships in biopharma. Single-company acquisitions increasingly give way to consortium-style arrangements that distribute financial risk while maintaining strategic alignment. This model works when all parties have complementary capabilities. Gilead has commercial scale and balance sheet depth, Galapagos has European regulatory expertise and clinical trial infrastructure, Ouro has the underlying intellectual property. The question is whether operational complexity undermines execution speed, particularly if decision-making authority remains ambiguous. Key investment tension: Gilead is paying peak-of-cycle prices for unproven biology in a therapeutic category with zero approved precedents. The $1.68 billion upfront reflects scarcity value, not validated. Clinical efficacy: institutional investors should monitor Phase 1 safety readouts closely. Any hint of immune-related adverse events or lack of target engagement will reset valuation expectations across the entire T-cell engager sector. The Plaquemine view: we see three underappreciated dynamics at work in the Ouro transaction that extend beyond the headline mergers and acquisitions narrative. First, this deal is as much about Galapagos as it is about Ouro. Gilead is effectively recapitalizing its European partner without triggering a formal buyout, preserving the option to acquire Galapagos outright if the Ouro program validates or to walk away if it fails. The structure provides Gilead with embedded optionality on two separate portfolios, Ouro's T-cell engager platform and Galapagos's remaining pipeline, at a blended cost basis that likely generates positive expected value even if one of the two fails. This is sophisticated financial engineering disguised as a straightforward asset acquisition. Second, the $1.68 billion upfront is a clear signal that pharma views T-cell engagers as the next major modality shift in autoimmune disease, on par with the monoclonal antibody revolution of the early 2000s. The premium Gilead is paying reflects not just Ouro's specific asset, but the broader strategic imperative to own access to a platform technology before it becomes commoditized. The risk is that first-mover advantage in unproven biology often translates to first-mover losses when clinical reality disappoints. Regeneron's early investment in bispecific antibodies for ophthalmology, largely written off by 2024, offers a cautionary precedent. Third, the timing of this deal is non-random. Gilead is deploying capital ahead of looming patent expirations on Biktarvy, its HIV franchise anchor, which faces biosimilar competition starting in 2029. The company needs pipeline diversification to sustain margins, and autoimmune biologics offer large addressable markets with favorable reimbursement dynamics. The Ouro acquisition, paired with the Galapagos partnership, positions Gilead to compete in a $160 billion market where it currently has no presence. The strategic logic is sound, but the valuation leaves little room for clinical setbacks. Institutional investors should view this as a high beta call option on T-cell engager biology in autoimmune indications. If the mechanism works, Gilead secures a differentiated franchise with potential peak sales exceeding $5 billion annually. If it fails, the company will have deployed nearly $2 billion on speculative science with no commercial fallback. The involvement of Galapagos as a co-investor provides some downside mitigation, but the financial structure suggests Gilead is carrying the majority of execution risk. We expect other large-cap pharma to accelerate mergers and acquisitions activity in the T-cell engager space. Over the next 12 to 18 months, particularly as Phase 1 safety data from lead programs become public, the competitive intensity, evidenced by Sanofi's concurrent $180 million investment in a California startup, indicates that scarcity value will persist until clinical proof of concept either validates or invalidates the broader therapeutic hypothesis. Gilead's willingness to pay $1.68 billion for early-stage assets sets a pricing floor that benefits all remaining private company holders of T-cell engager intellectual property. The bottom line: pharma is paying for optionality, not certainty. Gilead's $1.68 billion acquisition of Ouro Medicines represents the latest chapter in Big Pharma's expensive bet on next-generation biologics for autoimmune disease. The tripartite structure involving Galapagos adds financial complexity but reduces Gilead's downside exposure, effectively converting a high-risk asset purchase into a co-investment with embedded optionality. For institutional capital, the deal underscores two themes. First, scarcity of differentiated immunology assets is driving peak cycle valuations for unproven biology, and second, structured partnerships are replacing traditional mergers and acquisitions as pharma seeks to distribute both financial risk and operational expertise. The investment case hinges on clinical execution. If Ouro's T-cell engager demonstrates acceptable safety and target engagement in Phase 1, the $1.68 billion upfront will appear prescient. If the program encounters immune-related toxicity or fails to achieve meaningful disease modification, Gilead will have overpaid for speculative science. The involvement of Galapagos as a strategic partner and potential future acquisition target adds a second dimension to the thesis, but does not fundamentally alter the underlying risk profile. Watch for Phase 1 data readouts in late 2026 or early 2027. Until then, the Ouro transaction stands as a clear signal that large-cap pharma is willing to pay premium multiples for platform access in therapeutic categories where clinical proof of concept remains theoretical. That's either visionary capital allocation or late-cycle exuberance. Time and data will tell.